know the kind of tree that George Washington cut down?
The strawberry tree.
Okay.
We had one strawberry tree, and the rice poison killed it.
Mm.
And it would bear. They were big too.
Mm-hmm.
And when they poisoned the rice about 2 years back, it killed it.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, I really believe it killed my pear tree. I had a beautiful pear tree.
Mm-hmm.
It killed it.
Do you grow rice here?
But not on ours. We don't grow rice for us, but all around of us do. Now they poison the rice and they plant it with airplane.
Mm-hmm.
And the vegetable, the trees, it kills it if it falls on them.
Mm.
Yeah.
Say if you saw some berries and you didn't know what kind they were, you might tell someone, no, you better not eat those. They might be
poison.
Okay. What kinds of bushes or vines will make your skin break out if you touch it?
Oh, that's, I know what you want to say. We call it la balle à puce in French. La balle à puce in French. Poison ivy, he calls it. Mm-hmm.
What does that look like?
It's just a vine. It's a vine. It makes a beautiful flower.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what color the flower is, but I've seen the vine.
Does it have any special number of leaves?
Oh, I'm sure. Yes, it's a vine. It has plenty of leaves on it.
How can you recognize it when you see it?
Well, if I see it now, it's been so long, because I was about maybe 10 year old. I used to go pick blackberries with my mom and them, and she'd always tell us, "Ça c'est la balle à puce touche les poils, you're going to come out with a rash on you all."
Mm-hmm.
And we wouldn't go around there. We didn't know the vine. Poison ivy.
Mm-hmm. Any other kind of vine besides that that's
poison, not that I know of.
Mm-hmm. Say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I have to ask.
My parents? Oh, you a married woman?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, I'd ask my husband.
Okay. And he would say, talking about her, he'd say, I have to ask.
I'd have to ask my wife.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any joking names they call each other besides my husband or my wife?
Like a pet name?
Mm-hmm.
Honey or daddy, something like that?
Mm-hmm. Or did you ever hear something like the old man or...
The old lady, yes.
What do people say?
What do they say?
Uh-huh.
Well, Roy often say, well, I'm going to take my old wife to the store.
Uh-huh.
My old lady to the store. He uses that word often.
Uh-huh. What you mentioned a pet name. Do you ever hear say, you know, a name that a child is known by just in his family? You know,
mm-hmm.
Maybe older people call a little child. Would you call that a pet name?
Mm. Well, my daughter, her right name is Patricia, but we'd always call her Bebe.
Uh-huh.
And sometime we'd go somewhere, she'd tell me, Mother, don't call me Bebe in front of the people. She didn't like that.
What does that mean?
Well, that was a little pet name we had for her, mm-hmm. Bebe.
Sounds like baby.
Yeah, yeah. Bebe. That's how we call a baby. It is a baby
uh-huh.
name. And the boy, him, we'd call him Tibul. Tibul.
Does that mean anything?
No, it's just a pet name. He knew that he was so babified,
uh-huh.
hanging on me all the time, so we'd call him Tibul.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Say a woman who lost her husband, she'd be called a...
A widow.
Huh?
A widow.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What if her husband just left her? Would you have a special name for her then?
Yes, it's a